Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more can he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. 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 Hallelujah. God is not dead. He is alive. God is not dead. He is alive. God is not dead. Our God is alive. And God, we come to say thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We come to bless your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. We rejoice in this brand new day that you have made. Hallelujah. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great, 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 great. And your name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. God, we say thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered last night. Father God, we say thank you for ushering us into a brand new day that we have not seen, a day that we have not known. Father God, a day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great and greatly to be praised. Father God, we embrace the gift of this brand new day. We bless you for it, Father. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We ask that you will anoint us not to squander the day. Help us to make the best of this day, Father. In the name of Jesus, help us to be a good steward over our time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel every satanic agenda, every plot, every scheme, every ploy. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to bless you right now, Father God. Hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Hallelujah. Every tongue that rise in judgment, Father, is already condemned. Oh, hallelujah, God, we say thank you. If it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side. God, where would we be? Where would we be, Father God? Hallelujah. But we want to say thank you, Father God, that it's in you we move, we live, and we have our being. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God, we thank you for the services on today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We ask that you would bless the services, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, that you would bless the service, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, that you and you alone will be glorified. Father God, your people will be edified, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Satan is already horrified. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. So, Father God, we commit this service to your hands today, Father God. Hallelujah, we ask that you would have your way, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, you're the potter, we're the clay, God. We ask that you would bless the man of God as he comes forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We bless the Lord Jesus, and we bless the Lord Jesus, and we bless the Lord Jesus, and we bless the Lord Jesus. Amen. So Father God, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, amen, which art in heaven, hallelujah, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, hallelujah, thy will be done, amen, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever. our answer evermore. Amen and amen. All right, saints, just give me 1 second here. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, hold Okay, hold on. And hallelujah. So saints, amen. We doing bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Putting you on hold for 1 second, Bishop. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. Amen. We want to bless the Lord, beloved. Amen. The devil's a liar and the father of lies. He's always trying to stop somebody's program. Amen. Hallelujah. But we say Jesus Christ is Lord and Jesus Christ is the King. We welcome each and every one of you this morning. Amen. Who have called in to be with us. Amen. On our early morning service, a place where we come seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. Glory be to God. 7 days a week. Amen. For the last, 11 years and 7 months. Amen. And so we are here today. Amen. We welcome all of you. If this is your first time with us, may it not be your last time with us. Amen. Glory be to God. The first time we call you visitor, the second time we call you family, and we call you friend. Amen. So have a seat at the breakfast table. The spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. And man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Of Radford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And I am your host this morning. And it gives me much pleasure to serve. This morning, glory be to God. Amen. We want to, amen, introduce the man of God. Amen. We are still, amen, walking through the men of the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to take a little look at Enoch today. Glory be to God and see. Amen. What Enoch had to say. Amen. What made Enoch so special? Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever Enoch did, we need to learn because we want to do the same thing. Amen. Coming to us, amen, this morning, he is not, amen, a stranger. Amen. He is definitely a friend. Amen. Of the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. He is a servant. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. He loves the Lord. He loves God's people. He loves the word. Amen. He is a husband. He's a father. Amen. He is a bishop. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we're just so happy. Amen. Of that he is here with us today. The devil tried to tackle him up to stop him from coming this morning. But guess what? He's here and he's here in Jesus' name. He hasn't been here in a while, but he's here today. And so we want to thank God. Amen. For our friend in ministry. So at this time, beloved, as I introduce to some and present to others, our Bishop Lawrence Williams. Amen. He is the bishop of Power for Christ, of Power in Christ. I might got that mixed up. If I got it mixed up, he gonna straighten it out. Amen. A church, amen, in Philadelphia in the Oak Lane section. Amen. And now we'll talk more about his ministry and all that. Amen. So everybody can know who he is. Amen. So, amen. At this time, amen. Let us receive him for his grace and for his abilities in Jesus' name. Bishop Lawrence Williams, are you there?
God bless you, my sister.
And God bless you, my brother. Thank you. Amen. For serving. Thank you for pressing in this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The devil trying to stop the word coming out of your mouth, but he's not convinced yet.
Oh,
you can't be
God.
Stopped.
Lord, help me. It's been a
you
battle this week, right?
Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. We're going to relinquish the floor over to you, and the floor is yours, and may the Lord have his way. God bless you.
Yes, we do give. First, I want to say we do give honor, amen, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. We also thank God for Pastor Bradford, amen, a faithful woman of God, a woman of God that, you know, which a lot of you on the air knows that the connection of me and her. I love this woman of God, and she has been so great to me, my family, and all of us. That's been a blessing to have an angel, amen, in these last and evil days. So we do give honor to her and to her ministry and to everything that she is doing in this world. Amen. It does make a difference. It pulls me, push me forward. I push all of us a little forward, and we thank her but dedication. Amen. We know that, amen, that we're not going to give the enemy no glory today, but we thank God for the breakthrough. Amen. His breakthrough has got us this far. And we do give God glory for that. You know, it's funny that I say this, that none of my phones work today. My house phone wouldn't work. My cell phone said I don't get long distance, which I am definitely going to go down that place. I'm gonna spend so much money just to get these phones. And look, that's what happened. So I know that's the enemy. So we thank God for what God is doing. But we're going to jump right in here because of the time. Now, I don't touch everything, but I want to jump into the meat of the part of this thing because that's want to move expeditiously. I want to move forward here. Genesis 5 and 1. I want to move a little bit on this thing. Enoch lived 65 years and begotten. We always have a little trouble with that other word here. Methuselah. Yeah. Excuse me. Thank you, wife. Methuselah. Methuselah, after he begotten Methuselah, Enoch walked it with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch, Enoch walked it with God, and he was not, for God took him. So we're going to elaborate on a little of this and see if we see me hitting here, hitting there, that's where God is taking me. Amen. So we're looking at the life itself of Enoch, of the generation of Enoch and how Enoch came to play. We understand that Enoch was he was the son of Cain. Because we understand that Cain was disobedient to God and after God had placed with them, put them out of the Garden of Eden, Cain was disobedient because he killed his brother Abel. And that's, killing because it came for each of parents of Adam and Eve. You know, there was, you know, God told them not to touch the unforbidden fruit. So they went and they took it. And you know the story from there. But God had mercy on them. And God put them out of the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve, and told Eve that what she was going to bear children to Adam, that he's going to sweat of his brow, and he's going to work and of the ground itself, and they conceived it, a child, and that they conceived the child, conceived the Cain, and Cain came up, and then they conceived Abel. Tiller of the ground. Abel was taking care of the sheep. Cain had jealousy when God was receiving Abel's sacrifice, but was not receiving a Cain sacrifice. And the story goes on that God had placed Cain had slew or killed his brother in the field. And the Lord looked at Cain your brother. His blood is coming before me, and I hear the call of his, a call that you have slain your brother, you killed your brother. And Cain said to him, is my brother keeper? So make a long story short, so God gave to him that curses will he be on the ground, and all of the things that he put his hands to, he will be cursed. So that God cast him out from the garden. I cast him out from the land and the place where he was. And Cain took a wife and conceived his wife with child, with a baby. And that's where Enoch came in there. But let's talk a little bit about Enoch. Find that his Enoch itself, the king knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. We must understand this, that God is always, how can I say this? When Cain slew his brother, taking place because God loved it, Enoch, God loved it, Abel sacrificed more than Cain. And Cain was jealous of his brother for what his brother was doing in his sacrifice. So the Lord always, can I say this, so the Lord always brings in the midst of the confusion, in the midst of the evil of that, what the devil meant for bad, God will turn it around for the good. He would turn it around for the good. So in the midst of the evil, and I know the devil is a lie because God attacked me all morning long, y'all, because he's praying for me. What he meant for evil, God turned it around for the good. So God allowed the same man that killed his brother, not turned it around so he can bear like an Enoch. And when Enoch was born, he was born to do the will of the Lord. Ain't that something? That God will burst something good out of evil, will burst and create something good out of that evilness. No matter what evilness that you have inside of you, no matter what the enemy are trying to do, no matter what he tried to do to that, God still will create a goodness, and he will change the evil that the enemy tries to do and transform that into good. And we understand here that Enoch, was he not, he took care of his family. He brought his family up in the Lord. He taught them the goodness of the Lord. He didn't not only taught them, but he walked it with them. He made sure that his family knew the Lord God. He made sure that his family knew how to walk in God and be able to talk in God, be able to be respectable, be able to know the significance of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Enoch was very, very humble, and it was one man that you could ever look at, Enoch, because not only Enoch walked it with And when God sees that, God, not say someone take advantage, but God grabbed hold to that. Because in this time, it was also evil that the enemy tried to put upon what God created and tried to destroy it, tried to cause harm to it, tried to cause it to be so evil, so be so demonic and things that will destroy the world in that time. Now, we understand, I'll get you back here in a minute. I just have to get some things out of me and get back in this lesson. But I understand that Enoch, not only was he a perfect man, but he was a man as David, after David's own heart. Enoch was a faithful man. He was faithful, and he was a faithful man. He pleased to God. And Hebrews 6:11 says, "And without faith, it is impossible. Anyone who comes to him must believe that he is a God, or he is existent." And we know that Enoch, he had faith in God. When nobody else, glory to God, had the faith in this time, Enoch had the faith to believe God. He had faith, not just believe God, but to move with God. This is not the only time that Enoch was with God when he walked with God in heaven, but he was walking with God while he was here on earth. And God, felt that as a worship and as a praiser and as a humble before him. And God began, glory to God, began to take Eli closer and closer to him. It is funny that I am in this because the fact is we call ourselves walking with God. Some of us walk before God. Some of us walk in back of God. But glory to God, Enoch was walking side by side with God. And when you walk side by side with God, God will show you some great and wonderful things. The way the world is today, there are people today, there are men and women of God today, we are doing our own thing. But Enoch showing us how to walk with God and to be transformed by God. We must understand that even in glory to God in the 5:21, that Enoch lived it, and he lived it 605 years, and he begot his sons and his daughters. He lived it 365 days. Glory to God. I mean, years. Can I say years? I don't know what I can say. But years. He lived it 365 years. Glory to God. And continue to walk with God. He walked it with God until God started moving him and elevating. And the more you get elevated in God, the more you get closer to heaven. Hallelujah. Because you start learning, doing more what God, the characteristics of God start to move in you, start to be in you, and you start doing those things that God loves. And when you start doing those things that God loves, there's a transformation in you, believers, that will go from earth to glory every day. Every day you go through a storm. going forward, and coming up higher in God. And no matter what took place in Enoch's life, he was ordained, created to walk this walk with God. He was created, glory, to allow the enemy to know that you may try to destroy what I created. You try to hinder what I have created by Adam and Eve. You try to destroy what I had in them, for they created even Cain, and you try to destroy that and cause that to say, okay, I destroyed my brother. That's gonna knock everything out. God is going to destroy the world. He's going to take it down. But what he didn't understand, that God had a ram in the bush. He had an angel, glory to God, was getting ready to be made up. Do you know, glory to God, that the enemy tried to destroy you because you have a generation in you? Glory to God. Cain had a generation in him. Glory to God. Adam had a generation in him. Eve had a generation in her. Glory to God. To why? Because it's important with God that God has given you that generation. That's why it's hard for the devil to try to destroy you. It's hard for people to try to destroy you. It's hard for anybody to destroy you because you have a generation in you. And Enoch had a generation that he had a purpose and a plan for his life. So no longer, hallelujah, that he was, glory to God, going, the enemy was going to get the victory, because he could not get the victory over the life. Glory to God. And we understand, glory to God, hallelujah, that God has already has created, even in Enoch, that Methuselah was created out of Enoch, and that was his son, that even to live 969 years, God had already created this in them. Glory to God, that his mission, that God's purpose in their lives will continue as you have a generation in you. That glory to God that God has put in you. Glory to God to continue. He had, he was, not only that, he had the longest lifespan of all of the biblical patriarchs. He didn't die until he was 969 old. And according to the Bible itself, Genesis shares that with us, that Methuselah was the son of Enoch and the father of Lem and the grandfather of Noah. So we understand that Noah was the grandfather of that. And not only, you see, when you got generation already is in progress or in position to go on. And not only that, God knows when, where, and how, and what he did. No one gets the glory from to God, but God don't give his glory to no one. Another thing I wanted to touch on today is that the transformation. There was a transformation because, Cain had built his son a building. You see, favor of God is so powerful. When you have favor, even Cain, the one that killed his brother now. God gave favor when him and his wife had Enoch. They called this city after Enoch, and this called the city after Enoch that he was blessed when he came in this world. He was blessed because his father built the city after his name. His name is great. And the reason why any time you were born and being blessed and having a city, imagine you having a city but got your name on it. God, when God gives you a name, there's something in the name. There's something powerful in your name. And the name, it was great. The name was powerful. The name was transformation. The name was walking with God and walking in God. Hallelujah. So we understand that even Enoch was a man of God. And to be walking with God means a lot. When you is not walking with my mother or walking with your sister or walking with a brother or walking with anybody, but you're walking with the Lord. In these times and days that people are walking with anybody and anything. But the thing about it is, you see, God don't want you to be a person that wants to hold hands with the devil and walk with God. No, he wants you to be. He wants you to be right. He wants you to do the things that he required you to do. He don't want you to be sugarcoating the word and doing those things that's not pleasing to God. But he wants you to be able to be faithful to God. Why? Because God, because even your heart or cold, God gonna love his mouth. So Enoch was one of those men of God in the Bible that didn't care what nobody said. He gonna walk with God. He didn't care what the enemy said. He's gonna walk with God. He didn't care how it looked. He's gonna walk with God. He didn't care what it looked like. He's gonna walk with God. He's gonna move and he's gonna continue to live a life that God has told him to do. He now walked it with God, and he knew God. You see, when you know God, you're going to walk with God. You're going to obey God. You're going to seek God. You're going to do the will of God. You're going to have a purpose in God. You're going to have victory in God, because God is a characteristic of all of those things, the love of God, the long suffering of God, the mercy of God, the fruits of the Spirit, love, meekness, joy, peace. You're going to have these things in the characteristic. You can't walk with God and doing wrong. You can't walk with God and committing adultery. You can't walk with God and committing fornication. You can't walk with God lying and cheating. You can't walk with God doing these things. God wants us to walk with him in the right state of mind and the right spirit. He wants us to walk with God and be able to know God. A lot of us to God don't even know God like that because we don't spend time with God. And know the thing about it is, the more you spend time with God, the more your enemies is going to come up against you. The more you spend time with God, the more things is going to get better and better and better, because, as I said earlier, you start to transform. The old man, the old woman, glory to God, continue to die out. that the new person can begin. There's another thing that I want to bring to your attention. With Enoch walked it with God and walked it straight on in to glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just, that is awesome, because any time that you skip down, now remember, here's a key for you, here's a jewel, that Enoch did not see death. See death, because why? Because God, him and God just walked right in heaven. There was no death. There was not. He just walked right in to death. The Bible said to be absent from the Lord is to be what? Present with the Lord. So there are key verses that we must understand. That glory to God. If I be obedient. See, the one thing about God is looking for our obedience. If I be obedient, I can be like Enoch. Story was short. He went from earth to glory, just like that. Right when he was getting ready to start his ministry, he went to glory. So don't ever think that your time is too short. Your time is on time with God. If you leave this earth, you're going to glory. That the believers, the people of God, you're going to glory. You're going to walk this thing like Enoch. Walk it out. One of the ministers and evangelists, I know what she could say. She said, let's walk it out, walk it out, walk it out. And no matter what problem you was going through, she will always get your hand and say, we're going to walk this thing out, walk this thing out, walk this thing out, walk this thing out. Hallelujah. So there's times that we have to just walk this thing out and see what the end is going to be. Yes, you're going to have some hiccups. Yes, you're going to have some downfalls. Yes, some things going to try to knock you out the way like it tried to do to me this morning. I was just all over. But God knows how to bring you back into what you're supposed to be doing. Because I want to have that walk with God. I want to walk with God. And if you love God, you're going to walk with him. You're not going to hold hands with the devil and walk with God, because God don't like that. You're either going to be hot or you're going to be cold. Lukewarm, he's just going to spurge you out of his mouth. So the thing about this is that we must understand we need to walk like Enoch. We need to walk like Enoch. We need to move and talk those things that God require us to do. We must continue to be focused and hear what God has for us to hear. There are many things that God wants to do as we walk in this walk. And he wants us to start changing. There's a transformation in the change of Enoch. Enoch was transformed when he was birthed, because God uses that seed to do his will. You have a seed in you. You don't have to fear. You don't have to worry about it, because you was born for this purpose. We all is born, and we all given a seed that God has given us within in us. We are sealed to the day of redemption. The devil can't touch it, because we are already sealed, and we already moving forward in God. And no matter what it look like, the Lord going to get the victory out of our lives. And one thing we must understand is Enoch, I got to run this past you one more time, because I want you to get this. The Bible, talks about, we know that Enoch was, and I said it before, Adam's great-great-grandson. And Noah, from the Bible, we know that Enoch was Adam's great-great-grandson. But here's the thing. We know that Noah was the great-grandfather, who is a holy and faithful life to the Lord in Genesis 5. And he also became the father. He also became the father, you know, of his sons and daughters. And then not only that, there are things that he done, and so many ways that we can learn. We see Enoch later. If we look at Enoch, we know that he is in the Hall of Faith. They got what you call the Hall of Fame, the Hall a baseball player, the Hall of Fame, and this and that. But we know that Enoch was in the Hall of Fame, and we know that even listening that he was great, and he was great like he also Abraham, right? Because of his great faith, he appeared to escape death. So there's another one also escaped death itself, was Elijah. Yeah. Elijah was, he escaped death. And we know how Elijah escaped death. He escaped death by, he was what? He was transformed in a fire chariot. And he was chariot and caught up in a whirlwind. And not only caught up in the whirlwind, he was walked before God. Glory to God. Escaped death, didn't die like everyone else died. So these two men, glory to God, God took these two men. And I tell you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Anytime that you can, from earth to glory, you done something. And there are times, and that's why I thank God for Jesus Christ, that he brought all of this back to us, that we, glory to God, with the believers that leave this earth, it's from earth to glory, and walking with God in there. So my walk today, I want to walk this walk like Enoch. My walk today, I want to speak like Enoch. My walk today, if God just walked him right on in, that man has something great in him, that has something great in him, that allowed him just to walk in. Glory to God. Without anything, he just walked in and him and got in heaven itself. Glory to God. So I want to thank God for what he's doing today and all that he's doing in our lives. He has been a great, wonderful God. It's so good. It's so good, believers, to have a walk with God. Everybody can walk with God. Everybody is not God people. Everybody, glory to God, can't praise God. Some people tells me all the time, you know, I know God, but they don't have no relationship with God. You must have that. You got to have that, no matter what you're going through. God knows I took on a battle today. I took on a battle this morning because it never happened to me. And it threw me off today. But God somehow got the victory out of all of that. Because, well, I'm walking with God. And I know things that God, that thing that I wanted to say, and maybe it wasn't a time for me to say those things. But whatever God gave me today, I'm praying and hoping that you catch it. Because, yes, there are going to be some storms in our lives, but we got to walk it out. We got to do what Enoch did. Raise a family that know God. He was given a city, y'all. He was rich already with his name on it. His father built them that city. Favor. Don't tell me that God don't favor you. You are already was built and created to do what you do. We all is created to do what we do. You know what makes us better? When we go through a storm and we can come out and we can tell the devil, na, 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 the glory. Even if we mess up. Even if we're going through a storm, we still get the glory. Because I don't have to walk in front of God. A lot of us start walking in front of God. And we ask God, God, why? I can't get this because you're walking in front of God. And then a lot of us is walking in back of God because we still want to be sneaky. We want to be sneaky to do things in back of God. God, understand my heart. I'm just a human being. God sees you in the back of him. God sees you not doing what you need to do. You got to be like Enoch. You got to walk with God, hand in hand. It's a love and take relationship, y'all. So Enoch walked at this thing. He talked it with God. How can you talk to somebody and you're walking in front of them? Who are you talking to? How can you walk with God and you're walking in back of him? Who are you talking to? The Bible says, how can you walk? How can you walk together unless you agree? I can't walk with God and I'm in front of him. We're trying to get in front of God. Enoch never got in front of God. Now, we kind of messed this thing up, and I know I'm getting close, that I'm close, and I'm getting ready to take my seat. But I want to make my camp right here because we walking away from God when we're walking in front of him. We want to do it ourselves. We don't want nobody to tell us what to do. We want to always go up there. But when we get up there, we shipwreck. Then we need prayer. Then we need God help. Then now God got to come where you at because you went right before God. Now then, you went back to God. Can you see somebody? The only thing you see is his back. If Moses was here today, you know what Moses would say? I pray to see the days that y'all are at now. Because I asked God, can I see him? And I just seen the back part. The Bible say, he that's put his hand on the plow and turned back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So I come to let you know today, you need a better walk. You need to take your hands and put it in God's hands. And you need to walk this walk. Not talk it, but walk it. Because when you walk it, you're going to be a tribe. You're going to be going through. He said, if you go through the fire, you'll come out pure as gold. A lot of us don't want to go there. But that's the point about getting closer and walking with God. That's my walk. I want to walk right on into glory. That's walking and talking with God. Yes, there was two men. Enoch was one, and Elijah was the other. Didn't see no death, but just walked it in heaven. Why? Because there was obedience to God. If anything that's going to take you out of here that you're not going to reach your mark is disobedience. When you disobey God, that's when trouble starts. That's when the enemy can come and have his way in your life. But when you obedience to God, you're going to get everything that you prayed for. So I thank God today. It started out rough. Seemed like I couldn't get no note. I couldn't know it. Everything started out rough. The phones wouldn't work. Didn't get my study together. And I had to go on what God has given me in my spirit. So God wanted me to know today, even when the papers and things and what you study don't work, trust me, I'll walk you there. Just walk with me. Lawrence, you're going to get there. So I thank God today, this morning, for the believers and for you, Pastor Bradford, amen, my sister in the Lord. Thank you for having patience with me this morning. It was rough. It was rough. But I walked it. It was rough. But I did it. And I like to give God the glory and for all the believers. Thank God that, you know, that we might have got something out of this lesson. I know if I didn't get anything, I know that I got to have a better walk with God. And if I'm going to transform, if I'm going to get to heaven, my walk got to be holy. My walk got to be right. Holiness without, and no man to see the Lord. What a walk Enoch had. May God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. And God bless you too, Bishop Lawrence Williams. Amen. We thank God. Amen for brother. Amen. Enoch, glory be to God. Amen. You said a whole lot there. Amen. You worked your way in. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar, but God is power. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you said the more. Amen. You said a whole lot. Amen. So if anyone missed it, amen, you can listen to it again. Amen. The more you are elevated in God, amen, the closer to heaven you get. Amen. So we want to thank God for Enoch, his 365 years. Hallelujah. Yes. But he walked with God, and he walked in favor. He walked in transformation. And you said some walk in front of God, some walk in back of God, some walking with mom and daddy and this person and that person. Amen. But he walked with God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And he walked it out. Amen. So you close on a very good note. Amen. We got to walk it out, saints. Walk it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Keep on walking.
Amen.
Enoch escaped death. And if you walk with God, you're going to escape death too. Amen. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've already seen it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If Jesus is your Lord, you're already dead. You have already escaped death. Amen. So we thank God that the wages of sin is death. But, amen, we have escaped death. Amen, because of Jesus. So, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to have you back. Good to, amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank God for your, amen, your, we see your faith. Amen. How you fought it through this morning. Amen. Being adamant, amen, to do and what you had already determined in your heart to do. Amen. So take another minute. And for those of you who may not be familiar with your ministry, Bishop, and just let everybody know if there's any announcements you want to share, you know, the address of your church, if they want to come and visit you. Just you know, take another minute and share some announcements with us if you desire.
Yes, Pastor, God bless you. So we thank God, amen, for this day, amen. We're at 1980 Church Lane, where God is doing great things. We do greet you, amen, mighty name of Jesus Christ, knowing that we are over there, we are feeding the homeless. Fridays, we are giving out senior boxes. We are feeding those that's in need. We are praying. We are having service while they are giving out the food. We are up there on the step part, and we are giving the word. We are praying in that community. We are in announcements that my wife, Pastor Pamela Williams, will be ordained as apostle of our ministry as she go forward in her ministry. And I'm gonna make sure I got the date. I think it's the July the 17th. That's around 3:30. And the other, I believe, is going to be 5th and Paper Road somewhere. But I will make sure, I don't have it in front of me, but I will make sure anyone that wants to know more announcement, I will make sure I'll give it to you, Pastor Bradford. And we are also, I believe, that all of our announcement, if it's any more that I not even thinking right now. Do we have anything else coming up? I believe that's the biggest thing that we have in, coming up in that time. And thank you so much for having me on the line again. Amen. It won't be my last time.
You got I'm that
back.
Right.
I'm back.
You're back. You're back. And welcome back. Good to have you back. Amen. Thank you for walking it out. Thank you for walking it out.
Yeah, God, you got to walk this thing out, man. Come on, walk it out.
Amen. Bishop Lawrence Williams, amen. Church, what's the name of your church again?
Jesus Christ Empower Ministries.
Located at 1780 Church Lane in Philadelphia.
1980 Church Lane,
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Service time on Sunday. What time your service start on Sunday?
We are 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Okay. Sunday school is at 10. And this, the praise and worship start at 11.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. So stop past. Let them know you heard them here. Amen. At Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. On our breakfast platform. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Be all the praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We are self-thanking God. Amen. For our Pastor Pamela. Amen. Being ordained on July the 17th. Amen. And so, amen. Looking forward to that wonderful celebration. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, my brother. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for getting up a little bit earlier today. Amen. The minister. Amen. To the body of Christ and to the world at large. And God's word will never. Amen. Return it to him void, but it will always accomplish everything. Amen. As he desired it to do. Amen. God bless you, my friend. Amen. God bless you. We appreciate you. Amen.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Amen. All right, that's Bishop Lawrence Williams, amen, our friend in ministry. Amen, we want to thank God for him and thank God for that message on Enoch, beloved. Walk it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. Amen, glory be to God. Beloved, amen, tomorrow, amen, we want to celebrate our June birthdays. We know our brother Tyrone Reed, his birthday was yesterday. Amen, glory be to God. And to my era, there's a couple other June birthdays, amen. So and what we're going to do, amen, I know that some of you have to go. I see some of the calls dropping. And so we realize that we want to, you know, try to get everybody's participation. So tomorrow, Lord's willing, it will be our birthday day. We want to celebrate the June birthdays. Amen. So if you haven't reached out to Brother Tyrone Reed, let him know. Amen. That you love him. And we got about two other birthdays. Amen. You got to count it to my head and not to my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. We got some June birthdays. Amen. So we're going to mention everybody's name tomorrow and give everybody some love. So we ask that the choir be here. Glory be to God. The choir be here. Let's get ready to sing. Let's get ready to show our brothers and sisters that we love them. It's birthday. This is a special day. But you know what? Most people celebrate their birthday for about a week or a month. Some people celebrate their birthday every day. Amen. So tomorrow will be our birthday celebrations. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints, amen, hallelujah. We'll be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Meet us there. Let us pray. Let us continue to pray through. Our corporate prayer petition today is, Lord, help us to walk it out. Help us not to get faint. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Help us not to get weary in well-doing. Help us to walk it out. Help us to walk it out. Amen. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the word of God, for the word of God. Bishop, the Holy Spirit is telling me to let you, amen, do the benediction. Amen. If you will, please, amen, give us the benediction on today. God bless you, my brother.
Amen. God bless you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we just thank you, God, for this word. We thank you, Father God, as Pastor Bradford, Father God, open her door, God, and allow us to come in, Father God, and sit with her this morning. And God, we thank you, Lord, for all the things that you have done. We give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. Father, we ask you, Father God, that you bless your people. Bless those, Father God, that have going through, those that are sick, and those that have trouble, Father. Father, we allow them to even understand, Father God, that they can walk this thing out. Long as they're holding hands with you, long as they're holding on your hands, and they're walking with you, Father God, they can be able to make it. Father, bless them today, God, every ground, every purpose, every need they want, God. God, I pray, God, for God, their focus today, God. Father God, as they move forward, God, and not backwards, Father, they continue, Father God, to seek you, God, why they can find you. In the name of Jesus, God. Father, you say greater he that's in us than he that's in the world. And Father God, I pray, God, for their greatness today and for their blessings today, Father. All of those, God, we living in a wicked world, God. We need your covering, Father, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. In the name of Jesus, don't let the enemy have his way in their life. Don't allow him to put traps, God. We spring the traps right now, God, Father God, from the people in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, we ask you to cover us. Cover us with your blood. Cover us, Father, and keep us in this day, God, to continue to do your will. Continue to show the greatness of who you are in our lives, that we may be able to save one soul, God. Help us to have a mindset of saving one soul. God, one soul make room for multitudes of souls. And I want to thank you and bless us today. Bless us, God, as we continue to walk this thing out in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Yes. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Today is offering day. Amen. In the ministry. Amen. Anyone designed to sow into the word. Amen. Glory be to God. Sowing into the life of the bishop. Amen. Hallelujah. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. Amen. Or our website is lifewordjesus.org. Amen. You get our mailing address there. You can go go to the donate button on our website. Amen. Right through PayPal. Amen. At lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, P.A. 19038. Amen. All right, saints, work it, walk it out. Walk it out. Amen. Walk it out. Amen. God bless you. Bishop, what you saying something, Bishop?
I said love you, love you, love you, my sister.
Thank you. Amen. Love you, love you, love you more. Amen. Love your wife. Amen. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, she's scheduled to come, I think, one day next week. I got to look at the calendar. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to her ordination service. Amen.
Yes.
So God be praised. We're going to keep walking it out.
We got to walk it out, sis.
Walk it out. Okay. God bless you. Amen. Have an awesome, glorious day. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
As the deer pants for the waters, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire. Desire and I.
You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king.
You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than any.
The deer pants for the water.
The desire of our hearts this day. Lord, you are the desire of all the nations. And so, Father, we gather here from many nations and many people, and we join our hearts together to say, Lord, that in everything we do this day, in every time we spend, in every thought we think, Lord, in every meditation that we are involved with, Lord, may it all be an act of worship to your great and glorious name. Blessed be your name, O God. Amen.